Hello and welcome to Pull Box Picks. I'm your host, Dave Slusher. This episode will discuss the Image Comics series Satellite Sam, and it will be spoiler-free for Satellite Sam. This show is a member of The Reader Feed. More information on it and all the shows at thereaderfeed.com. And The Reader Feed is part of the Comic Book Noise Network. Thank you to our fearless leader, Derek Coward. Satellite Sam is a relatively new series. It's on issue 9 from Image Comics. It is written by Matt Fraction and drawn by Howard Chaykin and lettered by Ken Brusenac. And I almost never mention the letterer. I will here because Ken Brusenac and Howard Chaykin, to me, are kind of linked at the hip. Some of Howard Chaykin's best work I always think of. The lettering is significant, and Ken Brusenac was always that letterer. It is a black and white book, which I think helps a lot with the time period, which is 1951, when the series begins. I'm not 100% sure if we, I think we went past Christmas, so we're probably in 52 now in the current continuity. But it is, the setting is in a upstart, struggling television network. And this is the era, it was a very weird era. I'm not old enough to remember it, but it was the era of like 15-minute television programs because they didn't have enough stuff to fill, like a daily 15-minute show. And the titular, not character, but Satellite Sam is the premier show on the Le Monde television network. And the lead character, this is not really a spoiler because it's, you know, kind of like happens, I think, on page 1 or 2 or 3 of issue 1, is the guy who plays Satellite Sam is killed. And that death is kind of the driving mystery of this series, not unlike, say, Twin Peaks. You know, it's not a, it's not really a Twin Peaks spoiler to say Laura Palmer dies. And that, thus far, you know, there's still no resolution. We're 9 issues in, nowhere close to it. And I would not expect there to be any resolution to that aspect in some time. And frankly, I hope there isn't one because I'm enjoying this ride. But so Satellite Sam is the main, the premier highest rated show. It's a kid's show. It's on somewhere in the afternoon, 15 minutes a day. The Robert Carlyle, the star and kind of producer of the show, is murdered. His son steps in, and his son is kind of an alcoholic screw-up who was kept employed on the show. He takes over, and there's some sort of like hokey thing about a like a fountain of youth type thing that happens on the show, which explains why he comes back looking similar, but, you know, 25, 30 years younger. And the show just keeps going on. And so his son Michael takes over. And so Michael is both helming the show, starring in the show, and he's not an actor, by the way, and he's not very good, but he's doing the best he can, not even doing the best he can. He's just basically barely showing up to keep the show running. At the same time, trying to unravel what's happening with his father. Now, as he unravels, one of the things that he discovers are boxes of photographs and like kinescopes, so, you know, whatever the technology would have been at that time. I guess possibly like actual 8mm or 16mm film of his father and women in various stages of undress and activity. And so at this point, you know, there's a very big resonance to Bob Crane. You know, if you ever saw the movie Autofocus or you're familiar with Bob Crane's background, you know, this is set much earlier than that time period, but similar stuff. So you get from Robert Carlyle, it's the same kind of thing, a wholesome TV character who has this very seedy underlife. What I really love about this series, so I'm Matt Fraction all the way. Practically everything, I would say I buy everything of his. I didn't buy Fear Itself, the main series, but I buy practically everything he writes. And I think this is amongst the best things he's ever done, partly because it's not far out. It's grounded in reality, and it's a very deliberately paced, very character-driven series. And what I really like is the interactions amongst all the characters. And there is a big cast. We're talking at least a dozen kind of named characters who have some significant hand in the action. And the interesting thing is, you know, if you start doing the combinatorics of it, there's a lot of relationships here. You know, not every one of those characters interacts with every other character, but there's a lot of interactions. And basically, most interactions, there's some form of abrasion. And this is, you know, I don't know how real it is to the real time and place, but at least it seems real to me that this is driven highly by, if not outright blackmail, at least by leverage. That's kind of how people get shows. It's how people make deals. It's how people get ahead, is they've got some form of leverage on someone else and they apply it. And there's a character in practically everyone in the series has some kind of secret. You know, one character is black and doesn't want people to know that. One character is gay and doesn't want people to know that. And, you know, so exposing of secrets, whether it's, you know, Robert Carlyle, or any of the living characters, this is just a house of cards of secrets, and it's all just waiting to come tumbling down in every direction. And so, you know, there's not gunplay in here. It's got kind of a noirish sense of tension. I mean, I'm kind of on the edge of my seat when I read these issues, and it's mostly people talking, right? That's the majority of what it is people talking, Michael having bizarre sex, trying to track down basically hookers and floozies that are in these photos, trying to find anything about what's going on with his father. There's some mystery with apparently Robert Carlyle had his own personal copy of every episode of Satellite Sam. So when you think back, for example, the recently found episode of Doctor Who that had been lost. Well, Robert Carlyle, in 1951, this character had the foresight to have a copy of everything of Satellite Sam that had ever happened, in a time when they didn't make copies of things. It was ephemeral, recorded, air, or not even recorded, it would just air and then it would be gone. And so clearly is a guy of vision, and some of his vision is kind of dark, and he has a deep underlying secret life. But this is compelling stuff. So Howard Chaykin, I buy pretty much everything that comes out from Howard Chaykin, and in a large part, it's from 30-year-old loyalty to how much I loved American Flag when I was a teenager. And in some of the stuff of recent years, I'm saying the last 5 years, some of it I bought, and it was weak enough that I reconsidered that stance. I want to say things like the Rawhide Kid. And he had a period where everyone had like grotesquely bulbous jaws and weirdly rounded heads. And there was a period where the artwork wasn't really doing it much for me. And this, I really think, and I even read Black Kiss too, even though it was pretty bizarre. I think this is Chaykin on the tracks, clicking on all cylinders. And I think the collaboration of Fraction and Chaykin, I think honestly is pushing both of them to exceptionally good work. I think Fraction's writing with Chaykin drawing is better than his baseline, and his baseline is way high. And I think Chaykin's artwork with Fraction pushing him is better than his baseline, which not quite as high, but still pretty high by historical standards. So I give this a very high recommendation. If you have any interest in kind of like the early days of television, either of these creators, the Bob Crane kind of bizarre mythos, I highly recommend this. So the first trade is out, probably getting close to the second trade, where, as I say, we're on issue 9. I think 5-6 issues is kind of the trade break for most series nowadays. And I would recommend, I think you can even get the first issue for free on Comixology. And if you like issue 1, I think you'll like everything about it. There's no degradation. It's kind of holographic. If you like any one of these issues, you like every one of these issues. There's no drop off in quality or rise in quality. It's a machine from day one, and it continues. So that's my recommendation. Satellite Sam from Image Comics. I love it. And I highly suspect if you like any of those aspects I raised, you will love it too. This has been Dave Slusher. You can send me feedback at dave@evilgeniuschronicles.org. My main blog and podcast is Evil Genius Chronicles at evilgeniuschronicles.org. And I will catch you again next time with another capsule review. This one's a little less capsule-y. I try to keep it in 5 minutes, spoiler-free. Sometimes I ramble on. So I will catch you again next time. Bye. I'm going to see.